If you're about to get engaged or ready to walk down the aisle, your true love deserves a true jeweler, the Diamond Seller. As a true jeweler, we not only have designer collections to meet your bridal needs, but we also have talented in-house designers who can create something truly one of a kind. Visit the Diamond Seller today.
Wow. Ready to go here? Good old Columbus Hockey Dudes episode. I'm bringing you another one. Jackets obviously coming off a huge win against the Leafs the other night. That was pretty fun, man. I was down there. I was in the house. It was just a playoff atmosphere, as always. As always it is when the team is good. The energy in Nationwide Arena is just, it's just buzzing, man. And listen, it was a Tuesday night, so naturally it was a little bit on the empty side. Like there were certainly some empty seats. But remember, this is a makeup game, right? This is a makeup game, and it was good. It was the crowd. You couldn't tell. The crowd was loud. The crowd was on top of the refs, booing them as they should, because the Jason Spezza goal to tie the game up was just, that was just stupid, right? Like, I mean, I know, like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about here with distinct kicking motions? He clearly kicked it in the net. He used his foot, his skate, his boot to propel the puck towards the goalie. You're not allowed to do that. Anyway, it's the Leafs, so you know that they're going to get one. And it just comes with the game, right? You know that Toronto is going to get the calls when they're reviewing it in Toronto. I mean, I'm not saying that it's just a bunch of Leafs fans up in the film room, you know, looking over things, deciding whether things are goals or not. But it's probably a good chance that they're Leafs fans. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but I am saying that it is funnier when it is more fun to beat the Leafs that way too. I'm glad they called that a goal, one, because they over pushed, but also because it's more fun to beat the Leafs when they had help getting to where they were at in that point of the game. And that's exactly what happened. Austin Matthews did the little like crowd, like what's up crowd, like thing. After he scored his goal, it was a tap in. I don't know what it was so up. I don't know what he was going crazy about. Bunting had an incredible pass to him to get it to the open net. And I guess Austin Matthews couldn't handle the Schweid, so he had to give it back to him. And here's the other thing too about the Jackets. They scored cooler goals. The goals that the Jackets scored were just cooler looking. I think that plays a big part in the telling, like, who won the game. I mean, the Jackets had cooler goals. You talk about the first line A snipe to get going. Of course, Boone was not going to try to take the puck in himself. He was going to give that off the second he got the chance. And it makes sense because he had 29 behind him, and look what happened. Played off pretty good, I'd say. And then Boquist got the game tying goal to make it 2-2 after Austin Matthews took the lead. And a coast to coast goal, always sick. Made it looked like one of my beer league highlights against D-leaguers, just taking it from the own end, bringing it all the way up, using the defenseman to screen a little bit, and just tucking it from deep. That was pretty awesome. And unexpected too. And I think at that time in the game, the Jackets had been struggling to get some shots on net. And so Tom had literally said, before Adam Boquist entered the zone, is just get a shot on net. And he got a shot on net and went in. So that was good. So, I mean, things were bouncing the Jackets' way. That may have been a little bit of a muffin, but it was a goal, so it doesn't matter. And then Brandon Gaunce just flying past the Leafs to go chase that puck, a puck that Jack Campbell, I think, deep down probably wishes he would have played. Gaunce got it and put it in the back of the net and had a nice celly to go along with a nice hard-earned goal there. And then, of course, Boone Jenner wins the faceoff in overtime to Werenski. Werenski passes it off to Voracek, and Voracek, you know, drops it behind for line A to tuck one and send that one to bed. And I said this after the game. I said Patrick Laine, he owns the city if he wanted to. If he signed a long-term deal with the Jackets, he would own this city legitimately. Like, this would be he would be to Columbus what Joe Burrow is to Cincinnati, right? Like, he's that guy. He's an easy guy to root for. He, you know, the fun outfits, the confidence that he walks into the rink with. It's just fun. It's intoxicating. And he plays fantastic. I mean, he outplayed the guy that got drafted a spot ahead of him in Austin Matthews. So I don't know what more there is to say about that, man. I mean, he's having a career year. We need him to keep it going. And, yeah, I mean, overall, just an excellent night at the Schwiat. I'm sorry I couldn't get to you guys yesterday to give you guys immediate post-game reaction. But just know that I had one of the most fun nights I've ever had at Nationwide Arena this past Tuesday night, rooting for that Jackets team against the Leafs. And I said it on the podcast before, in the pregame podcast, I know that there's a 90% chance this team doesn't make the playoffs. I understand that. I understand that the cards are stacked against them. I'm still going to get excited when this team wins, and I'm still going to sit here as a fan and believe that this team can win the Stanley Cup, because what other choice do I have? I you know what I mean? Like, yes, our time's bad. They're not as good as what they were. This team isn't as promising, isn't as hopeful to the general public at winning the Stanley Cup as other teams that the Jackets have put on the ice before. But listen, this team is competing for a playoff spot. They're still in the hunt, and they're trending upwards right now. Live in the moment. Live in the moment a little bit. Why not just be believed, just be crazy fans, and just what else do we have other than the Jackets right now? You know what I mean? Like, I know we got Ohio State basketball, and that's good and great, but, you know, not a lot of Jackets fans are necessarily basketball fans, so we're Jackets fans. So we pull for the Jackets, and listen, if the Jackets are going to keep winning, I'm going to keep believing. They've given me no choice here, and they've won like 6 of the last 7 here. They've won 3 in a row, and they got a Florida team tonight, and they don't have Zach Werenski, which is frustrating. Jody Shelley just shared that with people on Bishop and Laurinaitis on his little Shelley time talk. That's not good. That's certainly not good. I don't expect the Jackets to win this one. As hot as they've been, there's just certainly a grave chance that they just don't win this one tonight. And that's okay. And that's okay. Because between this one tonight and Carolina tomorrow night on a back-to-back, I just want to see the team get 2 points. Just split. Whether it's, even if it's 2 losses in overtime, yes, that will suck. But just get some points against these two teams, man. These are two Eastern Conference powerhouse teams. And I know both teams necessarily haven't been playing their best hockey as of late. And maybe there's a chance you can jump on them. The Jackets, of course, are playing their best hockey. Yes, if you can win one, great. If you can somehow get 3 out of 4 points, even better. And then if you can get 4 out of 4 points, I'm gonna be the definition of delusional. I'm gonna put a future in on the Jackets if they win these next 2 games. And I don't think anybody should even try to stop me, because they're not gonna have Zach Werenski tonight. And he's one of their best players. So they can win this game without him. It means that they're really, really trending in the right direction. And I don't know who's in net tonight. I do want to give a shout-out to Jean-François Berube. The way that guy played these last 2 games for the Jackets was just impeccable. I mean, it was just beautiful. You're talking about a goalie that came up from minor league hockey, getting his shot to play in the NHL. And yes, I know he's had some time in the NHL before, but certainly not for a few years. I think he went four or five years in between NHL starts. And now here he is getting 2 big wins for the Jackets at home in games where he absolutely made some huge saves. And he's just taking advantage of his opportunity, right? He's just a goalie coming up and just doing what he's got to stay in the mix. And I don't know who it's going to be tonight. I got to look that up. Already found it. Jeff Shibota is saying that it is Berube. Again, the chief, as Tom called him, because, you know, Berube, of course, was the last name of the Blues coach who won them a Stanley Cup. And his nickname was Chief. So Tom started calling Jean-Francois Chief, and I'm okay with that. So Chief is in net tonight for the third straight game. Hey, why not us? Why not us? Listen, if there's one thing I want you to bet on tonight, it's the over. Just bet the over. I know it's I think it's 6.5 tonight. That's a good number. The Jackets were put up, or not seven, excuse me, but I'm still going to take the over. The Jackets were put up against a big number the other night against the Leafs, and that one was seven. And that game was an under game. That game was under the whole way. I can't believe that it did push, but also I can believe it. I wasn't sweating it for one second. It's just funny that how a game that can feel like low scoring nowadays for the Jackets still was able to push that seven number. So that's huge. I'm going to take that tonight. And especially like I said, with Zach Werenski out, you just really don't know. I don't know who's going to be in the net for the Panthers. I assume it's going to be Bobrovsky, but we know what the Panthers can bring offensively in Huberto, Barkov. Like, they're absolutely stacked. So they've been that team all year. They're certainly a team that can go on and win the Stanley Cup. And I think they're gonna bring the heat. They're gonna bring the heat tonight. There's nothing more else really what to say. So yeah, let's just get after it and see how it goes. You know, why not us? Why not us? I wish so badly I was down in South Beach right now for this game. I'm definitely making it a goal one day to get down to South Beach for a Florida Panthers game, because I think, especially with this Florida Panthers team, the energy, I think at the rink has to be a little bit better. I mean, we just saw, like a month ago, Kodak Black was being worked on down there at a Panthers game. That's just that's exactly what a South Beach team needs. They just need to promote this, like, Miami club environment. And clearly it's working, because the team's playing good. I think attendance has to be up because of that. It is nice just seeing, like, scenes of Florida Panthers games and seeing some fans there. You know what I mean? Like, not even a lot of fans, just some fans there. I imagine I'd like to see a big Jackets crowd tonight too. I'd like to see, I think, you know, generally there's a lot of people that used to be from Ohio or were born in Ohio that live down in Florida, and, you know, some snowbirds, you know, that spend their time down there. This is a chance for, you know, the Jackets don't get to take over a lot of barns as away fans. I think you can count on the times, like, on your hand, how many times Jackets fans have taken over an away barn. That happened in Arizona. I know that definitely happens in Arizona, where there's a, also Arizona's just in such a sad state, by the way. I was trying to watch that game last night, as I usually do. If I have a good night gambling, I try to win a little bit more. So I put a few more bucks down on the Arizona Coyotes to win it in overtime. Or I put it on in the last 5 minutes left in the third period. They were tied 2-2 with the Kings. I was watching that game, and I just wasn't feeling it. Like, I was like, this is so sad. The fact that this team plays in an NHL arena right now and is about to move to a college arena. Like, what would you be thinking as a fan in that situation? It just would be just awful. If I'm being completely honest, it just would be like the worstest, like, grossest feeling. Like, after this, we are moving out of an NHL arena and going down to play in a college hockey barn, which I can't judge it yet. I don't know what that environment will be like. Maybe they will pack 5,000 people in every single night, and maybe it will be a little louder, and maybe the players will feed off that energy a little bit. I mean, but I just don't see it happening. I really don't. I think it's going to be, I don't know. I need to get my guy Carl Pavlock on, talk a little bit more about it maybe sometime here, because it's just going to be weird, man. It's going to be weird. Like, what kind of locker room are they going to have? Where's the practice rink going to be? Just so many questions, if I'm being completely honest. But anyway, yes, I totally want to make it down to South Beach sometime. Those tickets can't be that expensive. Just sounds like a good time, you know, hitting the beach during the day, hitting the town at night after the game, and smashing it with a hockey game in between that. Maybe a golf round during the day. Just sounds like an incredible trip to go on. Certainly, I will be doing that at some point in the near future. Don't know when, but super envious of all the people that are down there right now making that trip. And I just hope it's a good night. I just hope it's a good game. I hope it's a good game, man. And listen, I can't sit here and say that the Jackets aren't going to win it. I don't know that. The Jackets have been playing very good as of late. And when you got a guy like Patrick Laine, who can score pretty much anytime he wants to with his wrist shot, I don't think there's any doubt in the world that the Jackets can win this game. Let's just see it. And if who knows, maybe Berube plays on his head a little bit. Maybe this game's crazy. Maybe it's a 2-0 Jackets victory, Berube shutout in Florida, and then everyone starts talking about Florida needs to make trades at the trade deadline. Maybe that happens. I don't know. Maybe the Jackets get pumped 8-2. Either way, I'm going to be in it. I'm going to be involved in it. I'm going to be rooting for over 7 goals. Because if I am being told by other people, because that was a conversation after the Jackets beat the Leafs, is this win good for the Jackets? Because, you know, whenever a team that can't win the Stanley Cup wins a game, God forbid the fans get excited because, oh, well, they're not going to get a better draft pick. So stupid, man. Let the fans be happy and excited about their team winning games. Hey, that's okay. We don't need to constantly be tanking for draft picks. We got plenty of draft picks. We got guys that are coming up. We got prospects coming up. I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about, you know, because guess what? The Jackets aren't going to win a draft lottery anyway. You think that the NHL is going to ever let Columbus have a first round draft pick? No, though we all know those balls, those little ping pong balls are weighted. We all know that. We don't have to lie about that. Hell no, I don't want draft picks. I want dubs, baby. I want dubs over Leafs. I want to teabag Leafs fans as I'm walking out of Nationwide Arena. That's the feeling I want to have. I want to be down in South Beach visiting Miami, watching the Jackets, and I want to teabag Florida Panthers fans after a fat dub that they take in their own barn. That's what I want to do, okay? I want to win money line bets, plus money line bets on the Jackets. I don't care about anything else, okay? No, I don't care about draft picks. I want to get dubs. Let's get some dubs tonight. Let's go. I'm pumped already. Yeah, man. I mean, this is it. This is the time of the year where we find out about this Jackets team. Should we be taking them seriously enough to say, hey, these guys can make the playoffs? Bruins, they're going on their road trip. That's the team that, of course, the Jackets need to catch. They're on the road in Seattle. And, hey, listen, Seattle, they've stolen some dubs from some teams this year. They haven't been that bad of a team at home. I have to give them credit. They've pissed me off way less than I thought they would. And that's mostly because, hey, Kraken just haven't been that good. And that's good. You know, you need to come in the league. You can't just have instant success like the Vegas Golden Knights have. You gotta lose some. And they've lost a lot. In fact, they've lost 5 in a row. So maybe not the most hopeful bet taking the Crackers. Oh my God. Taking the Kraken plus money line tonight. But hey, that would be just a magnificent night, right? A Bruins loss and a Jackets win. Let's get it going. And if we aren't going to win, please let the over hit. God, the worst thing that could happen would be like a 3-1 loss. Oh, I don't even want to think about that. That'd be so disgusting. Berube, just pull the goalie. If you're down 3-0 at any point in the game, Brad, just pull the goalie. We get Berube out of there. Just let the net overfill and just get completely embarrassed, because we know that the Jackets just frankly don't care when they get embarrassed. They just come out the next night even harder. So Let's just see that. All right. I love you guys. I'll be back tomorrow. I promise you. I got to do a better job delivering content for the fans, delivering epis for the fans. I said I'm going to do a daily podcast. I got to do it. Someone's got to hold me to it. Someone's got to shit talk me a little bit. All right. Someone's got to slap me across the face and wake me up from time to time. I'll wake up. I will. I promise. All right. Love you guys. And tell your dog.
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call.